Let's go to the news line this morning. Will Davis, youth sports coordinator for City Parks Rec and Cultural Services. And well, you heard Davida and I joking, but really, it's time now to get signed up for spring sports, right?
It's hard to think about with the snow on the ground. Yeah, I completely understand that. But yes, it is time for families and parents to start thinking about the spring season. We got the rest of this week and then all of next week for our early registration, and that will end February 14th. So
Wow. We're
urging families to start registering now, because once that late registration hits, it is harder. At certain parks, there is limited availability, if not at all. So we're really urging families, for our youth spring sports, for football, for soccer, get registered before that late date. And get your kid ready to play this upcoming spring.
Well, I'm sure most of these can fill up quickly, kind of like you're talking about. They can fill up quickly. So, and how can folks see the full schedule of youth sports for the spring? And we talked about soccer and football, but there's actually a lot of opportunities for your kids and families to get involved.
Yeah, well, they can see our schedule that's on our youth sports page. If you go to coloradosprings.gov/youthsports,
okay. That
gives like a whole schedule of our entire year. You know, we do have spring and fall soccer, spring and fall football, and I know it's hard to think about even T-ball in summer, but that registration is actually open too.
Is it really? Okay.
So, yeah, and we have our adult calendar on there too. It's just a different link. You go to the adult page, but we have all our available programs that you can look at, give you an idea of when the registration starts, when the registration deadlines are, what the fees are, when practice starts, when games start, all of that.
Okay. And what's kind of some of the most popular? I'm guessing soccer and football, because we talk we talked about that. But what are some other popular activities that families like to sign up for, or kids like to sign up for?
Yeah, well, again, you said it with our most popular.
Yeah.
Spring football is actually pretty popular. We do have a lot of spring football teams come in. Soccer has grown a lot.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have over 1,200 kids in that program alone.
Wow.
This upcoming year. So we're excited about that. Our T-ball program continues to grow. We have over about 600 kids in that program. So, yeah, and we offer a ton of programming. We have one spring boxing. That's an opportunity for kids to get in the boxing gym and learn. So we offer a lot of a variety of programming for everybody.
And do you guys need kind of volunteers to help with coaching as well?
Oh, man, that is such a big part and such a big need, especially this year with the growth of the programs.
Yeah, I heard also with the soccer, too, just boom, we need help, right?
That is, I have been on the phones constantly calling parents to say, hey, this is a community need. And it doesn't just have to be parents. College students, if you're over the age of 18 and you want to help the community, it's a great volunteer opportunity. I always tell parents and families that knowing the game isn't a prerequisite to be able to coach. We train you up. We provide online training. We have clinics. We have a variety of clinics to let parents and families, kids, come and learn. We really coach you up. We're not just here to say, hey, thanks for coaching. Here's equipment. Go.
I could totally see like me doing that. That'd be great. Okay, everybody, just run that way. I don't know. No, I'm kidding, of course. But yeah.
Yeah, but we train you up. We want you to enjoy your experience. We want you to come back and be a volunteer. And the way that we say thanks to families for volunteering is we'll give you 50% off of a future youth sports registration.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
We try to find ways to incentivize coaches and say thank you, and that's the one way we can. So, again, the need is great. We're going to have over 100 pre-K through second grade soccer teams.
Wow.
And so the need is there. So the one thing that we do, too, is we let the coaches pick and choose the days and times they practice. We just ask that they practice when they practice on the weekdays, that they're practicing sometime after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we register out of practice parks. So we try to keep it, as easy and convenient for families as possible. So, hopefully you're just walking down the street and going to your park, or just driving a couple minutes and you're able to practice and help and spend time with your kid.
Right.
And fill that need. It's a big need that we have, because if we don't have coaches, we don't have teams.
Absolutely. So how do folks apply to be a volunteer coach? Again, you must be 18 or older.
And they must pass a background check. And then once they pass that background check, we assign them. But how you apply is you go to coloradosprings.gov/volunteer coaching. They can also call me at 719-385-6004. I'll help guide you through the process. But yeah, you go online, you apply, we get your application, we contact you, we go through that criminal background check. Once that clears and we got you good to go, we won't assign teams till after our registration closes on the 14th. So we'll have a bigger understanding of the need, but we already know it's there because of the growth. But yeah, if they go online, they apply, or they contact me, gladly help answer any questions that people might have and guide them through that process.
Okay, so, well, really quick, let's recap because we covered a lot. So early registration for spring programs ends on the 14th.
Yes, February 14th of this month. I know it's hard with the snow, hard to think about.
I know, but also we need volunteer coaches for a ton of programs, and you don't have to be like a, hey, say soccer coach pro. We need volunteer coaches. Okay, and
exactly.
Go to the website or call you to get us the application process started. Like it. Okay.
Exactly.
Give the website again, Will.
Yeah, it's coloradosprings.gov/youth sports. That's where you can find our youth sports programming. You can click on the soccer link if you want to register for soccer. You can click on the football link if you want to register for football. And then for the volunteer coaching part, again, that's coloradosprings.gov/volunteer coaching. It gives a brief synopsis of everything. And then make sure that you pick the volunteer group that you want to volunteer for. So if it's youth soccer, it's Spring Coach 2020. If it's football, it's Football Coach Spring 2020.
Okay.
And you apply for those, and then we'll reach out to you and let you know what's going on. And again, the need is there, so we would be grateful for anybody that wants to help.
Perfect. Will Davis, who is the youth sports coordinator for City Parks, Rec, and Cultural Service, thanks so much for calling in this morning. Let's get some volunteers. Love it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Thank you. 744 now, KRDO News Radio.